Thursday, October the 14th, 10, 6 Keshvan 5771. Day 5 before Shabbat Parashah Lech Lecha, go for yourself. Genesis 16.
Hagar and Ishmael.
Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bore him no children. She had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. Sarai said to Abram, "See now, Yahweh has restrained me from bearing. Please go into my handmaid. It may be that I will obtain children by her." Abram listened to the voice of Sarai. Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar the Egyptian, her handmaid, after Abram had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to Abram her husband to be his wife. He went into Hagar, and she conceived. When she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. Sarai said to Abram, "This wrong is your fault. I gave my handmaid into your bosom, and when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. Yahweh judge between me and you." But Abram said to Sarai, "Behold, your maid is in your hand. Do to her whatever is good in your eyes." Sarai dealt harshly with her, and she fled from her face. The angel of Yahweh found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. He said, "Hagar, Sarai's handmaid, where did you come from? Where are you going?" She said, "I am fleeing from the face of my mistress Sarai." The angel of Yahweh said to her, "Return to your mistress, and submit yourself under her hands." The angel of Yahweh said to her, "I will greatly multiply your seed, that they will not be numbered for multitude." The angel of Yahweh said to her, "Behold, you are with child, and will bear a son. You shall call his name Ishmael, because Yahweh has heard your affliction. He will be like a wild donkey among men. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. He will live opposite all of his brothers." She called the name of Yahweh who spoke to her, "You are an Elohim who sees," for she said, "Have I even stayed alive after seeing him?" Therefore the well was called Beer Lahairoi. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. Hagar bore a son for Abram. Abram called the name of his son, whom Hagar bore, Ishmael. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abram. Genesis 17, 1-27.
The sign of the covenant.
When Abram was 99 years old, Yahweh appeared to Abram, and said to him, "I am Elohim Almighty. Walk before me, and be blameless. I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly." Abram fell on his face. Elohim talked with him, saying, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with you. You will be the father of a multitude of nations. Neither will your name anymore be called Abram, but your name will be Abraham, for I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you. Kings will come out of you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be an Elohim to you and to your seed after you. I will give to you, and to your seed after you, the land where you are traveling, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. I will be their Elohim." Elohim said to Abraham, "As for you, you will keep my covenant, you and your seed after you throughout their generations. This is my covenant, which you shall keep, between me and your seed after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin. It will be a token of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old will be circumcised among you, every male throughout your generations. He who is born in the house, or bought with money from any foreigner who is not of your seed. He who is born in your house, and he who is bought with your money, must be circumcised. My covenant will be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. The uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant." Elohim said to Abraham, "As for Sarai your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but her name will be Sarah. I will bless her, and moreover I will give you a son by her. Yes, I will bless her, and she will be a mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her." Then Abraham fell on his face, and laughed, and said in his heart, "Will a child be born to him who is 100 years old? Will Sarah, who is 90 years old, give birth?" Abraham said to Elohim, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before you." Elohim said, "No, but Sarah, your wife, will bear you a son. You shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant for his seed after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. He will become the father of 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you at this set time next year." When he finished talking with him, Elohim went up from Abraham. Abraham took Ishmael his son, all who were born in his house, and all who were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the same day, as Elohim had said to him. Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the same day both Abraham and Ishmael, his son, were circumcised. All the men of his house, those born in the house, and those bought with money of a foreigner, were circumcised with him. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise YAH. HNVIT version, in the public domain.